being here in the most sacred environment of Giri Govardhan on this most auspicious day of your disappearance in presence of so many exalted Vaishnavas is an experience which I shall cherish for the rest of my life. My heart is filled with gratitude, Prabhupada, for what we have received and are receiving from you and from our spiritual master. For nearly 35 years of my life, I trained myself and trained others to look for chemicals and to synthesize chemicals. When I saw green leaves, I said, it is chlorophyll. When I saw beautiful colored flowers, I said, these are anthocyanins. When I smelt jasmine, I said, it is jasmine. In fact, practically everything that I saw was never ever related to Krishna. In fact, the life of a scientist was dull and drab, bereft of any kind of rasa or mellow. My role models at that point in time were Barton, Prelog, Woodward, Corey, and such Nobel laureates. And somehow or the other, the goal of life meant producing PhDs and MPhils and getting publications in international journals. Looking back now, I understand what a dry existence it was. No purpose, no meaning whatsoever. Then Prabhupada, by our good fortune, you came into our life in 1992 through our spiritual master, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. And we were then introduced to the supreme science, the science of Krishna, which has a moisture of love, sweetness and bliss. This science does not require one to pass CET or any such examination, no qualifications, and even a child can imbibe it. We are nowhere near perfection, but we have realized that the process itself is so sublime and so sweet and so joyous. Srila Prabhupada, you wanted the whole world to be Krishna conscious. You wanted every devotee to preach the sublime process of Krishna consciousness. We are grateful, Prabhupada, and we are trying to do our bit to serve your divine mission. On this most auspicious day of your disappearance, please grant the benediction that we can serve your mission, that we can serve our spiritual master in thoughts, words, and actions. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you, Vishwanatha Prabhu. Now I'll call upon His Grace Sridhama Prabhu. And in the meantime, I would like to request His Grace Gopinath Prabhu to kindly be around.
Dear Srila Prabhupada, being in this very, very enchanting and mysteriously spiritual atmosphere of Giriraj, today morning, while I was sitting at the Charanamrit Kund, I couldn't but stop myself from seeing the wonderful similarities that are there in your divine self and Shri Giriraj. Devotees have quoted that Giriraj is Haridasa Varya. And of course, you are also sharing the same mood. Then while reading this wonderful glories of Giriraj, I came across this very, very wonderful verse written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his book Vraj Riti Chintamani. It says that Govardhan Hill is like a flag of intense sweetness placed in the opulent land of Vrindavan. As the king of mountains, Giriraj offers pleasing and royal service to the young prince of Raja. The rocks of Govardhan Hill are many kinds of splendid jewels that provide thrones, couches and other kinds of furnitures for Shri Krishna, the supreme monarch of all nectarian mellows. Govardhan Hill's beautiful forests and caves are Krishna's nectar pastime places, each one perfect for the supreme good fortune of his beloved and his friends. Govardhan Hill's trees and vines serve Krishna by offering blossoming branches with sweet fruits and flowers filled with honey, nectar and fragrant pollen. So, Srila Prabhupada, while I was reading this wonderful verse, I could see the similarity. The verse mentions that Giriraj is the flag of intense sweetness placed in the opulent land of Vrindavan. You, dear Srila Prabhupada, you are the flag bearer of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's movement, spreading the sweetness of Vrindavan everywhere. So you are non-different than Giriraj. The further the verse mentions that being the king of mountains offers pleasing and royal service to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, you are the king amongst devotees. That's why your name, Prabhupada, which means that at whose feet the master still shelter. You are the king of amongst devotees offering royal and pleasing service to Lord Sri Krishna. Further on, this verse mentions the rocks of Govardhan Hill are very, very splendid jewels. Srila Prabhupada, you, similar to Giriraj, are made of rocks, which are your wonderful disciples. Their determination, their dedication to you is like a rock, very, very firm and very steady. And they are offering wonderful service to the world. And further on, it is explained that Giriraj's beautiful caves and forests are filled with Krishna's nectar and pastimes. Srila Prabhupada, your heart is like the beautiful forest of Vrindavan. And your deep realizations are like those caves wherein the wonderful pastimes of Krishna are constantly enacted and which can be available to all of us in a form of your books. So Prabhupada, on this wonderful day, I cannot but thank you for this wonderful entrance into Vrindavan. As Vrishabhanu Prabhu had mentioned and many other speakers have mentioned, David, it was not for you. All we would have been is ritualistic Krishna devotees because we were born in Krishna worship families. But all we would do was just chanting some mantras ritualistically here and there and would have led a very ritualistic life. But it is by your blessings that we have got entrance into this wonderful sweet realm of Vrindavan. And we find ourselves to our great amazement and great surprise staying in this holy land of Govardhan and celebrating your wonderful Disciples' Festival at the foots of Giriraj. So I really thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I pray to your lotus feet that as the days go by, let all our devotion to our spiritual masters increase. And let us all cooperate in your service, which will be very, very pleasing. I also offer a prayer that you are the flag bearer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And one of your main flag bearers, Jai Pataka Swami Maharaj, as his very name suggests, we need him very badly. His presence is very much required. And we desperately beg at your lotus feet to really consider and give him to us for a couple of more years so that we for sure we will value his association much more now than what we did in the past. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Thank you very much, Siddhama Prabhu. As Gopinath Prabhu makes his offering, I will request Our Grace Vishakapriya Mataji to kindly be ready.
Although I'm not qualified to speak here, but just to please my seniors, I'm trying to remember something which came to my mind. As Srila Prabhupada used to say that ISKCON is my body. And as we see, as years in Krishna consciousness, we are seeing over the last 8 or 10 years, how this body, the ISKCON body, is so strong as a fabric which is interwoven and which is a very strong fabric and which I experience in many different occasions, which I would like to just recap. First one was when His Holiness Tamalkrishna Goswami Maharaj, he left his body. It was in Mayapur. And we saw how every one of all our senior Vaishnava, senior Prabhupada disciples, all of them, they came together to deal with the crisis, which the gap, the big gap which was created by disappearance of Tamalkrishna Goswami Maharaj. And how everyone came together to be a family and to help our fellow God brothers and God sisters who were broken hearted in that point of need. Then next was we also saw in disappearance of Bhaktititha Swami Maharaj, when all the devotees who had taken shelter under the lotus feet of Bhaktititha Maharaj, they were broken hearted. But then there were many senior devotees who came forward and took charge of the situation, took care of them, just like how in a family we take care of each other in a loss or in time of need. Then also I could be part of the another wonderful pastime of Prabhupada was Shamsundar Prabhu's liver transplant last year, which even the karmis, they are shocked to see that there can be a family of devotees who can come forward, who have, I mean, they have no direct relationship. They don't have blood relationship. And many of us not have even spoken to Shamsundar Prabhu, but everyone came forward and they were shocked. That lady who was liver transplant coordinator, she was shocked and she asked Shamsundar Prabhu that, who are you? And then later on, while Shamsundar Prabhu went through the surgery, he cultivated her and then he gave her the book, Here Comes the Sun of George Harrison. And then she realized that who is Shamsundar Prabhu? Because for her, it was only Sam or his legal name. But then she realized that who is she dealing with? So then her appreciation for ISKCON was growing. Even till date, she feels that there is a situation, there is a body of Srila Prabhupada, which is Prabhupada's ISKCON, which is so strong. And then we see the current situation of His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. We see how on that particular day when everyone came to know, all our senior leaders, all our GBC members, how they all rushed to the hospital, how they all took charge of the situation, and they didn't spread the panic or the rumors, how they were tapped, and everything was under control. Even till date, everything is in a perfect protocol so that people don't lose faith or people don't get panic about this. So this is what I remember, Prabhupada, is that you said ISKCON is my body. So this is ISKCON, which is like a very tightly woven fabric. And I would like to end with a pastime, which is connected to your disappearance day, is that I heard from Kutila Mataji, the wife of Kuladri Prabhu. She was telling me that when Prabhupada left his body on that particular day, I mean, just the week before, Kirtanananda Swami had taken a new dress made by Kutila Mataji to Vrindavan. And when Prabhupada left his body, they wanted a new dress for Prabhupada's Samadhi ceremony. And that is the dress. So Kutila Mataji, even though she has never been to India, but the service in separation mood, that her dress is what Prabhupada was wearing when Prabhupada sat in the Samadhi. So thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.